Hi, Joe.
Okay, got it.
How are you?
Hi there.
It's
Good, thanks.
really good to talk to you. So, where are you located today?
I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh my goodness, how are things there?
Yeah, they're just fine. Quiet, you know?
Well, that's a good thing. And of course, tell everybody your full name.
Joel Sartori.
And you are amazing because you have photos from 25 years of National Geophotography, and you have this mission, and it's the photo arc. Tell my listeners what that is. What's the photo arc?
The photo arc is my 25-year effort, and we're about 15 years into it now, 25-year effort to photograph every captive species in the world. There's about 15,000, and we're at 10,000 as of last Friday. We got the smallest wild cat in South America called the guinea at a place called Fauna Andina in Chile. And
Wow.
so we're about two-thirds done, and it's taken 15 years. We figure another 10 or 15 years, we'll get all done. So that's the thing. The project is we use studio backgrounds, like black and white backgrounds, like a regular photo studio, to do portraits of these animals. So there's no size comparison. They're all equally big and impressive. An ant's the same size as an elephant. And we are doing portraits of all creatures, great and small, from rhinos down to insects, and just trying to show the world what biodiversity looks like. Get them interested, get people inspired to care about saving the planet.
Oh, I love that. Well, now you originally published the book in 2017, right?
Yes, that's right. This book was published in 2017. So this is there have been several books, and we publish a book every 2,500 species or so, it seems. We have the Photo Ark books was at 5,000. Then we did a book called Vanishing at 7,500. Now that we're at 10,000, we're probably going to start up another book to celebrate that. But Geographic's been our primary sponsor and backer since day one. And so we're very grateful to them that they want to get the word out with us.
Well, and your latest is the Kids Photo Ark. I bet that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a book that was written by Kwame Alexander, who's an award-winning author and poet. And so, yeah, that's a lot of reading, but with very charismatic pictures that get children to care, especially. It's good for parents to read to their kids too.
Well, let me ask you, Joe, how did you get started with this, and what is its importance to you personally?
Well, I was on the road for Geographic magazine doing field assignments for about 17 years, 30 stories or so in the magazine. And then my wife got breast cancer, and I needed to come home, and I stayed home for about a year while she was being treated. And she's fine today. That's been 15 years
Good.
ago. But
Good.
during that time at home, when I was taking care of our three kids and her, I thought about, well, let's say she gets better, what should I do with the second half of my life? And I thought about the fact that so many of the animals I photographed that I feared would go extinct, like minnows, sparrows, frogs, that they were really hard to see, and they weren't getting any press at all. It's mainly gorillas and tigers, you know, that get the press. But
Right.
these little animals help really rule the world. They help drive ecosystems, which keep our climate in check and keep us healthy. And so that's how the project came up. And how it started with a single picture of a naked mole rat at the Lincoln Children's Zoo about a mile from my house.
Oh my gosh, I
So,
love it.
yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
I just figured that we could photograph, you know, we photograph big animals too, rhinos and giraffes, you name it. But I really wanted to see if we couldn't give a voice to the voiceless, these little bitty animals that really don't have anybody to tell their story.
Yeah.
And Geographic helps us do that in a big way. With their social media, their Instagram account alone is 130 million people.
Isn't
So
that amazing?
we can reach a lot of people and tell them about species and the environmental heroes that take care of these animals. A lot of them only exist in zoos now because they're extinct in the wild. And so I meet a lot of conservation heroes at zoos and aquariums and wildlife rehabbers, certainly.
Yes.
And I love sharing their story and helping them get some traction.
They're wonderful people, and I love all creatures, great and small, myself. So I'm like,
Yeah.
if I could have a zoo at my house, I would.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we just
There you go. I
passed.
mean, most people realize, I mean, I think most people realize that I mean, we're working at places where there's abundant attention and care. These are certified and accredited zoos primarily. And, they do great work with things that really are on the edge of extinction. So if people want to know how they can help, supporting a wildlife rehabber or a zoo or an aquarium near you, that's a great place to start, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Well, tell me about your research into the detailed captions that describe the habitats and whatnot in the book.
Sure. Well, what we do is we work with the zoos and aquariums well in advance to establish what we're going to shoot. And once we're there, even before we're there, they really are good about filling us in on what's going on with that animal, how it's doing in the wild, how it does in captivity, what efforts are they making to restore the habitat of that animal. A lot of zoos are working on that, too. And so we really try to get as much information as we can about each one. For some animals, there's very little known about them, such as the guinea, the little cat that's our 10,000th.
Right.
It's so small and secretive and lives in such remote places in the Andes that people don't know a whole lot about them.
Wow.
But for a lot of animals, they've been well studied and they know what's causing their problems. And so if we can get the word out and really share with people what's going on, I'm confident that people will want to help save them because,
yeah.
You know, they just people have this innate capacity to care and want to help. They do care, but we have to let them know what the problem is first. And they won't care if they've never even met these animals. So that's where we come in.
Well, let me ask you, are there animals that have vanished?
Yeah, unfortunately, there have been a handful that have gone extinct since I started the project 15 years ago.
Wow.
Mainly small things. But we meet animals, birds, mammals, too, that just about every month in the field that I don't know if their long-term prospects are very good.
Wow.
So we try not to get all depressed about that. We try to get fired up, get angry, get riled up and want to do even more, you know, and use these animals that have gone extinct as teaching moments, right, to try to keep it from happening again and again.
Well, what remains in your quest to photograph 12,000 species and which one are you looking most forward to and the hardest one to photograph?
Sure. I always say that my favorite's the next one, you know, because I'm excited about all of them.
Sure.
But, you know, if I had to choose something, I would love to get a Javan rhino. That's the last rhino species I haven't done yet. But they're only in the wild, so that would be a tough one.
Right.
I would love to try to do a few more of the small cats that I don't have yet, like Borneo and Bay cat and Andean cat. These are super rare animals that are really hard to find in captivity, very seldom in captivity. But other than that, you know, we just take each day as it comes. And this summer, before I start traveling in earnest again, we're going to do a lot of prairie invertebrates, a lot of prairie insects that are native to the grasslands,
and some
aquatic species that are native grasslands too. So we've got a lot to do, and you know, we just keep going. All creatures, great and small, that's us, you know.
Well, you've done so much already, and you're going to continue and. I mean, I just can't wait to see what you do next. I mean, this is amazing. We just did the anniversary of the Earth Day, the 50th anniversary.
Right.
So that's amazing. So, I mean, part of that, keeping the Earth going, keeping everything safe. And I know that there's a quote listed on the information that you have, Jane Goodall. Is that one of your people that you look to?
Oh, yeah. She's a real hero of mine. Absolutely.
Now, where can we go online or any place socially to find out with what you're doing and to stay in touch with you on the photo arc?
Oh, sure. Well, I appreciate that. Well, people can look at National Geographic. If you type in photoarc.org, up it'll come.
Okay.
If you go to my website, joelsartori.com, we have Photo Arc featured extensively as well. And we have a store where people... if they like one of the images they've seen, they can buy a signed print. If they want a signed book, that's where they can get them as well. It's from our store at joelsartori.com, and that helps support us. And otherwise, what I think is kind of neat is both at the Geographic and my site, both, we have these bottomless kind of scrolls where you can see all the animals in the photo arc. It would take hours, and your fingers would get tired to scroll, but it's just endless. you keep going down and down, and the screen keeps filling up with all these different animals that we've got. So that's really a lot of fun, too, to see what biodiversity looks like at a glance.
Well, and I think that's a great idea right now. People have a lot of time on their hands. Their kids have a lot of time on their hands. So there's a project that's exciting and fun and worthwhile. So I want to thank you, and please come back and share with us after you've gotten your next adventure under your belt, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Jill. Thank you. Bye-bye.